We're back with another edition of the Section 113 podcast. Travis Demers here with you as the Blazers opening up a four-game road trip tonight, starting with the Milwaukee Bucks. And you know, I don't know if it gets more difficult than Milwaukee on the road. Maybe Boston right now, who's playing maybe the best basketball in the NBA. But don't forget about this. The Blazers went into Milwaukee last year and beat the Bucks on the road right before the All-Star break when that great run was happening. And one of the main reasons that they did it was with defense. And right now, the Bucks defense is off the charts, but their offense has been struggling, bottom third in the NBA. And with the injuries to Chris Middleton and a couple of other guys, this is not quite the same team. But they did start 9-0, and they are still the Milwaukee Bucks. For the Trailblazers, Damian Lillard, he's out. How long is he going to miss? We don't know. He's going to be out for a week or two. That's when he'll be reevaluated. That doesn't necessarily mean that he will be back in a week or two. He'll just be reevaluated. The good thing with Dame being out is, number one, he gets the rest that he needs to hopefully get back to 100% sooner rather than later. But the good thing about this scenario is that we have seen the Blazers play well without Damian Lillard already this year. So does that mean Shaedon Sharpe's going to be in the starting lineup? Does that mean we're going to see more of Justice Winslow on the ball? All of these things we've seen the Blazers have success with. The homestand did not go how they wanted. You lose two out of three. You're favored against San Antonio. You had to come back to win that game. Favored against Brooklyn. A big-time struggle in the second half, going almost 8 minutes without scoring, hitting a field goal in the fourth quarter. Didn't work out. And then against Utah, offensively at times, they struggled. They put up 113 points, but offensively at times they struggled. And the defense, after a terrific start to the game, didn't get the job done. So how do they bounce back now again in a tough four-game road trip with Milwaukee, who's fantastic, Cleveland, who's very good, the Knicks, who are a much better team at home than on the road, and the Brooklyn Nets, who you just lost to, who now have Kyrie Irving back. So this is an important road trip here as we get through the Thanksgiving holiday. All right, our guest today is the radio voice of the Milwaukee Bucks. Dave Kane is joining us now on the Section 113 podcast. And Dave, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know this week with Thanksgiving and family, it's always busy. So you guys are in town this year for Thanksgiving. That must be nice.
Yeah, we got the whole week without having to go anywhere, which is nice. You know, I think we're going to pay for it once Christmas rolls around on the road.
Right.
The entire 7 days leading up to that. But enjoy this while you got it. Kind of life in the NBA, right? You take the wins with the losses.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, for the Bucks right now, losers of 3 of 4, still right near the top of the Eastern Conference, and I don't know if anybody right now is playing better basketball than Boston, but, you know, there's been this idea from the outside, this narrative that the Bucks aren't too concerned about the regular season because of winning championships and getting through the postseason, but being one of the best teams early on, is that something that is a myth?
No, I don't think it's a myth. I don't. I think that this team has evolved over recent years. I think under Mike Budenholzer, the first couple of years he was here, you know, the Bucks were among the best teams in the regular season, number one seed, 2 years running, and they never got where they wanted to. Then, of course, the championship team ends up finishing with a 3 seed, and that's all they needed. And they ended up winning the title and were playing their best basketball at the end, obviously, and making big plays when they needed to. And I think that also coming from the college game myself in my second year in the NBA, I've kind of learned about the marathon nature of this business in terms of it is a marathon, and you better be able to sprint when you need to toward the end, and particularly when you are a team that's composed the way this Bucks team is with the talent and some of the experience that it has. So I think there's been a little bit of an evolution in the thinking there. That's not to say that the regular season doesn't matter, because that's not the case at all. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you'll hear Giannis regularly talk about building good habits. That's his number one goal is this team, and he kind of does steer the ship in a lot of ways. But I think it's a group of players that – look, at the beginning of this season, I think if anybody had you told anyone with this team that they'd be sitting, you know, 9-0 with the injuries that they had, and then ultimately, as we sit now, 11-4, I mean, I think they would have said they'd take that any day of the week because they were able to bank some of these wins that maybe you don't have to work guys quite as hard in the second part of the season because you haven't. Because you do want to have a decent seed, obviously, come playoff time. You don't want to have to go on the road. You don't want to even have to flirt or think about the playing game if you're our playing tournament if you're the Bucks. So anyway, that's sort of the lay of the land as we make our way through this.
Yeah, you mentioned the injuries. Chris Middleton has been out with that left wrist surgery. Obviously, he's really important, and we saw during that finals run just how critical he is to this Bucks team. But what has the team done in his absence to kind of fill that role?
Well, I mean, I think this team has really been driven almost exclusively, I don't want to say exclusively, but largely on defense since he's been out. I mean, the offense has been a work in progress. You know, they're 23rd in the league when it comes to offensive efficiency for a group that's been among the top five and certainly top 10 every year over the last few. So, you know, I think that that's something that's been a little bit different, but defensively they've been outstanding. And I think the big piece they got back, both figuratively and literally, is Brook Lopez. You know, when you get Brook back, boy, it changes everything. I don't think that people around here quite realized what they had until they lost him last year for the 68 games with that back injury. I mean, this defense just simply isn't able to be what it is without him. He just covers up so many mistakes. He impacts spacing on both sides of the floor. His ability to step back and shoot threes has been outstanding. So he's carried a much bigger load for the Bucks, and he's gone back to some of the old school Brook Lopez that we saw back in his Nets days with even some post-up stuff inside. But he's also stepping back and hitting a lot of threes. But, you know, the other thing I think that you have to look at without Chris Middleton is the impact it's had on Giannis. His usage rate is as high as it's been in his career. It's the highest in the NBA right now. And we've seen his shooting struggle a little bit of late. I don't know if it's tied to that or not, but for whatever reason, his shot in November just has not been working particularly well. And he's been leaned on a lot more this year than he would maybe otherwise. I think in a lot of that you could attribute to the fact that he hasn't had his running mate in Chris Middleton. So when Middleton's back, it really does change things. And I think they're eagerly awaiting his return, which hopefully will be any time now.
Sure. How much has Bobby Portis picked up the slack? And not that he wasn't a big part of the rotation previously, but how much has his role changed with Middleton being out?
Well, he's gone from being a sixth man to a starter. I mean, that's just coming into the season, his expectation was to be sixth man and compete for sixth man of the year. And boy, is he a great sixth man option for this group. But he's been starting. And when he's been starting, you've seen the Bucks go with this really big lineup of he along with Giannis and Brook Lopez. So you've got three really, you know, I guess you can almost say traditional bigs out there, which you don't see a lot in the NBA today. But, you know, Mike Budenholzer is a big subscriber to the idea of you work with the players you got, you build your team around what you have. And, you know, somebody asked him, you know, what's behind going big in a league that's going positionless and increasingly small. He said, well, it depends on what your roster is. And right now the roster kind of dictates that that's the best personnel that they can put out there. And you've seen the impact on the boards. The Bucks have been outstanding on the glass and an outstanding defensive team. But again, the offense is the area where they could use some work.
Sure. Pat Connaughton has not played this season. I didn't see him on the injury report today. Sounds like he might come back. I've talked to a couple of Blazer fans the last couple of home games that said they're making the trip to Milwaukee to see this game. And one of the reasons is because they want to see the former Blazers that they love. Well, Wesley Matthews is out tonight, and Pat Connaughton still hasn't played this year. So what's the status for Pat Connaughton? Do you know?
Yeah, I think you'll see Pat tonight. I suspect this will be his return game. So that'll be fun and something I know he's been waiting on. He just spoke with the media a little bit ago right before I talked to you here. But he was just talking about the challenge of working through the patience part of it. You know, the challenge of not being able to go out there and play after you put all the hard work in the offseason and everything that goes with it and having just sit there. This thing kind of dragged on a little longer than they expected. They expected it was going to be a 3-week absence for Pat, but it kind of dragged on to a fourth week. And, you know, it was to your point, your original question though, about this team and what the end goal is being at your best at the end of the season. I think that they really do like to exercise a lot of caution when it comes to these injuries. Perhaps, you know, like if this was playoffs, Pat would probably have been back, I suspect, earlier, but they want to make sure he's good to go. And they say he is for tonight. So we'll see. Now the trick is, what's the rust like? What's the conditioning like for him as he comes back? So that'll be interesting to see how it plays out that first time back after having been out for over a month.
You know, when you win a championship, for the fan base specifically, it gets hard to settle for anything less than that. I know you weren't there for the championship season. You were there for a championship season with the University of Virginia. So there might be some parallels there. But the fan base now expects it, right? When you have one of the best players on the planet and Giannis and the team is mostly still intact from the championship season, is it difficult to kind of accept anything less than that at this point when you know that the Bucks are as good as any team in the NBA is?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And I have a hard time really getting a true you know, finger on the pulse of exactly where they would sit. If I think last year you were in some ways dealing with a little bit of house money coming off of a championship. They were still riding that high. And I think the further you get away, obviously, from that championship, as you continue to have the talent personnel that they do, then you start to see maybe the expectations get a little bit higher and maybe those types of things. Mm-hmm. But I think especially given the Middleton injury last year and the fact that the Bucks still pushed the Celtics to 7 games in the second round of the playoffs and were right there, I think that sort of satiated enough fans around here so there wasn't necessarily disgruntled fans leaving the season going to this one. I think that, you know, you still feel pretty good about where you sit. And yeah, you got Giannis, so you feel like, yeah, you got a real opportunity this year. So, yeah, I think the expectation is there, championship or bust, but are they going to be, you know, riding in the streets if they finish in the Eastern Conference Finals? I don't think so. But, yeah, I mean, look, the stakes are higher, the expectations are higher, and I think that goes for everybody involved in the organization. You got to find ways to reach your expectations, and I think the players and coaches would be the first to admit that.
You know, Dave, I don't know if this is the proper avenue to bring this up, but you spent a lot of time at the University of Virginia, and there was a tragedy there a few days ago, and you know, you're as tied to that program and that community as anybody I've ever met, and I've lived in Virginia, and I understand, you know, Charlottesville and you know what the community is like down there a bit. First of all, we can only say thoughts and prayers and things like that so many times, but I just wanted to extend my condolences to you and to the people that you care about in that community. And I wanted to see how you were doing and what things were like for you right now regarding that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, look, at the end of the day, it's just a terrible, terrible trend we're seeing in this country. I mean, in the last week, so I grew up in Colorado Springs. The two cities that I've lived the longest in my life have had mass shootings in the last week. I mean, it's just, it's hard to digest that. It's hard to get your mind even wrapped around that. It's just... it's terrible. And, you know, for the guys that were shot, and it's just, you know, your heart bleeds for them. I mean, look, Lavelle Davis was an NFL caliber receiver, not to say that any life is worth anymore, but when you have that possibility to lift your entire family out of something and it's just taken away like that, it just breaks your heart. And I know these guys? Yeah, I did. I didn't know them, you know, extremely well. Lavelle was a freshman my last year, but I knew him a little bit, and one of the guys that survived, thankfully, I knew a little bit better. But, you know, it's regardless of who it is, it's just a tragedy that we've got to find a way to fix it. I mean, it does hit home for me, literally, in the last week. So, you know, it's disgusting to me. Anyway, not to go too far down that rabbit hole, but yeah, I appreciate your thoughts on it, and it is a real problem that we've got to address and figure out a way to solve in this country.
Well, I don't want to end on a note like that, so I'll ask you specifically about tonight's game against the Blazers. Damian Lillard is out. It's going to be, I don't know, a week or two, or like you talked about with the Bucks being conservative about injuries, the Blazers have been very conservative with injuries. How do you see this one tonight when you look at the matchup?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what kind of a game this figures to be from a standpoint. Well, Giannis is the guy that I'm really interested to watch tonight because I talked about some of his shooting trails. And his inability to shoot free throws the last two games has been a bit staggering. And so I'm really curious to see how he responds. He's probably the most mentally tough athlete I've ever seen, and or at least certainly covered. And I'm fascinated to see how he handles this because it is definitely, I think, at some level between the ears. Now, again, that usage rate is higher than it's been in the past. So you wonder if maybe that has any impact on things with no Chris Middleton at all. But they've been working him a lot. But so that is one of the first things I'm really intrigued to see. The other part of this thing is free throws have become such a big part of both of these teams' success this year. And for Portland getting to the line as much as they have without Lillard now. I mean, of course, Lillard's been the leader of that charge, and the Bucks don't foul a lot. So I'm curious to see how that plays out. And then the other part of things for this is I mentioned Milwaukee's size. They really have been able to dominate in the post. However, that said, they didn't against Philadelphia on Friday, a Philly team that has not been particularly good in terms of rebounding. I think they had a one rebound advantage in that game. So curious to see what that battle looks like tonight as well. I would suspect the Bucks will continue to go big with Connaughton seeing some spot minutes, you know, and he's somebody who's typically come off the bench, but now you don't know what that's going to do to the lineup moving forward. So, and obviously his reassimilation to the team. So, those are just a few of the things I'm interested to see. But, you know, again, obviously for Portland, who's going to step up and carry that load? I know Portland's had some pretty decent success when Lillard's been out, winning more games than they've lost so far this season. So what does that look like? You know, I'm curious to see that all play out.
Dave Kane is our guest. He is the radio voice of the Milwaukee Bucks. Dave, thanks so much for the time. I know it's a busy day and a busy week for you, so thanks for carving out a few minutes for us.
My pleasure, Travis. Take care of yourself, man.
All right, that'll do it for us here on the Section 113 podcast. Thanks for joining us as the Blazers getting set to take on the Bucks. It is a 5 p.m. tip-off on our flagship station, 620 a.m. Rip City Radio in the Portland area. And, of course, across the Trailblazers radio network, Michael Holton and I will be on the call as always. And Mike Lynch will have the pregame show for you coming up at 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Section 113 podcast.